GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. It's Cop Talk on GHRT. Behind the bulletproof glass over in Spacious Studio 7A, it's Bangor Police Sergeant Wade Betters. George, I asked Wade, just on the way in, just walked in, I asked, what's your favorite cop movie of all time? Favorite cop movie of all time. And I got to be honest, your answer surprised me.
Yeah.
I was expecting something like some hard-hitting, you know, gritty drama.
Yeah.
You said...
one of the Naked Gun
the
movies.
The Naked Gun movies. Yeah. All right, hang on a sec. The Naked Gun movies. Leslie Nielsen in that. Wasn't that the one where O.J. Simpson was in it, too, for... In some of those episodes.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
he was always getting hurt somehow.
Nordberg. He was Nordberg.
Nordberg.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, Naked Gun, 33 and a third, one, two, whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, nice beaver. Really, that's your favorite, because that was your first answer, favorite cop movie.
Well, it was just, you know, it was really funny. And whatever one had him when he met the Queen of England. And
at the baseball game.
It was like a conference or something, and he ends up going into the bathroom.
Bathroom with a wireless microphone on.
Right. Yeah, that was great.
So is that what it's like down at Central?
Oh, all the time. All the time. I will say, if we ever get body cams, you could have a similar incident with an officer maybe forgetting to shut it off.
Shut off their body cam before they go to the restroom?
Right, yeah.
Okay, this person writes to us, my favorite cop movie is Police Academy. The Police Academy movies in which citizens, they become law enforcement officers. Steve Guttenberg, is that the actor in that one?
Yeah.
And they had Police Academy 1, 2, 3. They probably had 8 or 9 of those. They diminished with success over time.
I remember some of those, yeah.
George, what's your favorite cop movie?
Undoubtedly.
Cop movie.
I like cop movies, and I've seen all of them, I guess. That Dirty Harry is way up on my list.
Oh.
And The Untouchables.
Untouchables, yeah. That's
Untouchables is my favorite.
Yeah. Okay, listen, Dirty Harry.
Dirty Harry is pretty close.
Remember,
to
he goes into the coffee shop. And gets his, he's paying no attention, and the waitress just dumps the sugar
too much sugar
his coffee, and he doesn't notice.
Yeah,
until he gets out to the parking lot and comes back in and goes. That's got to be like one of the longest, most drawn out scenes waiting for the action.
Yeah, everyone's looking around nervous, and the waitress can't believe he's not looking upright. You're just pouring it.
1-800-966-1039. I'm waiting for someone to call in. And suggest that the one I said to you in the hallway, don't say what it is.
Okay. It is a good one.
I think that someone will send us a text message. It's a special edition of Cop Talk. Best cop movie. 1-800-966-1039. And we're going to keep watching for all of the text messages coming in.
Yeah.
This person writes to us, Beverly Hills Cop was their favorite cop movie. That was kind of
those were good, decent movies.
He was from Detroit.
Yeah.
And then his best bud gets killed in some sort of operation in Beverly Hills. So he goes, Axel Foley, right?
Axel That's Foley.
Is his name.
Yeah.
And he goes there.
Yep.
And he puts a banana in the tailpipe. I'm not falling for no banana in my tailpipe.
Some have been fantastic in their plot. I recently watched this one, The Departed.
The Departed.
It's a great movie.
Okay, I'm not familiar. What's The Departed about, George?
Well, that's Scorsese... drama that won the Oscars, or at least it was nominated. Leonardo DiCaprio's in it. Jack Nicholson.
It's long.
An Irish mob in Boston, and Nicholson. You want to kill him? He is the meanest, toughest, ugliest human being on the face of the earth. And the Massachusetts State Police involved, undercover cops, and. Oh, okay. And then one is good, one is bad. It's a great movie. I've seen it I hate to tell you that. I've seen it probably 3-4 times.
Well, that's the tale of a good movie.
And I'm watching
it over and over again, right?
Yeah, I don't know how many times I've seen The Untouchables, Departed.
Caller, hi, GHRT, Cop Talk with Sergeant Wade Betters of the Bangor Police Department. In your opinion, caller, what's the best cop movie ever?
My favorite is Extreme Prejudice with Nick Nolte and Powers Booth.
I remember. Here, remind us the plot of Extreme Prejudice.
It's Powers Booth. Nick Nolte's the Texas Ranger. Powers Booth is cocaine dealer in Mexico. They have a mutual girlfriend in Nick Nolte and Powers Booth, were childhood buddies. They played football together.
Wow. 1-800-966-1039. That might be worth trying to find on Netflix or Hulu or whatever platform that you have.
I know the one you're thinking about. I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, don't say it, because
I know the one you're thinking about.
The text message has already come in that suggests it, but I wonder if anyone's going to call in at 1-800-966-1039. Best cop movie. Best cop movie ever, in your opinion. This person says, I think Denzel Washington was in this. It was called Training Day?
Yeah.
Training Day.
Training Day.
I don't remember the plot,
early
though.
Early 2000. LAPD narcotics guys. That's big.
Yeah.
That was a big one.
In the hallway, you suggested this was another one of your favorites, Wade. And this person writes into us, the Lethal Weapon movies are good.
I like those.
And that was Mel Gibson and Danny Glover.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. I like both of those guys.
Yeah. And Joe Pesci was in one of the later ones, right?
Yeah.
Hearing his name just makes you laugh.
Yeah.
This person said 48 Hours is a good cop movie. Mm-hmm. Was that a Jackie Chan 48 Hours? No. That was Rush Hour. No, that was Rush Hour. Yeah. 48 Hours. Was that Nick Nolte and Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
Murphy. Remember, he's in the jail cell, and he's got his Walkman on, and he's listening to Roxanne.
Yeah.
And he's screaming up, and they spring him for 48 hours to go help solve the crime. Let's see. I've never seen this, but I've heard friends like Face Off with Nicolas Cage and John Travolta.
I did watch that. It was kind of a big deal, I think, when it came out in the movies, but it was kind of gross and changing faces and all that stuff.
I don't like where they're just killing everybody. I like...
Yeah, I like a more realistic movie like Naked Gun.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. And we're talking with Sergeant Wade Betters of the Bangor Police Department. What's the best cop movie ever?
I don't know about the best, but one that's pretty funny I remember is Nick Nolte and Eddie Murphy in 48 Hours.
Yeah, we just mentioned 48 Hours and the antics that they went through. Caller, hi, GHRT. What's the best cop movie ever?
I'm going to say Die Hard.
Bing, ding, 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 ding.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Right? Because everyone is rooting for Bruce Willis.
Yeah, the Christmas time holiday, you know.
Right. It's a Christmas movie.
Remember, you see the... here come the text messages now.
It's a definite Christmas movie. John McClane and Bruce, please. I just love that movie.
Alan Rickman, or what was his name? The guy
that played Hans Gruber?
Yeah.
That falls off Takamoto Tower or whatever it is.
The Harry Potter movies there.
Oh, yeah.
He was...
Well, you've got Die Hard, Die Hard 2, Die Hard with a Vengeance.
And when they did the one on the train, that's when I thought, okay, we're done now.
Yeah.
Live free or die.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. That's a whole, like, you can watch it all weekend.
Yeah. Caller, hi, GHRT. What's the best cop movie ever?
So, I don't know. I'm just joining the conversation. I don't know if anyone said this, but it's the one with Jake Gyllenhaal and the Hispanic actor that played in The Shooter. They're in L.A., Los Angeles, and they do like a ride-along through the whole movie. It's a really moving, powerful film.
Oh,
Do you know the name of it?
No, I don't know the name. Do you guys, anybody?
Could you hit the Google machine real quick? Jake Gyllenhaal, I think it was.
Watch it. You know something? We're not going to do the Google machine. We're going to wait because undoubtedly some listener knows exactly the movie you're talking about, and they're going to text us at 1-601-207-GHRT. If you know the name of the flick, 601-207-4478. Caller, hi. Best cop movie ever. What do you got for us?
I really like the Die Hards, but another really good one is called Another 48 Hours.
That was the follow-up, I believe.
Oh, if you have one, you're going to have two.
Well, if it does well the first time,
like beers, right?
You bring them back.
One, you got to have two.
Right. But never more than two.
No one's had more than two.
Unless you're on the growler bus, okay? Yeah. End of Watch was apparently a movie. This person writes to us, the movie that man is talking about was Training Day.
Yeah.
That the guy calling in described the ride-along in L.A. as Training Day? Was that the one?
I don't know.
A couple of people are saying that's it.
I thought that was Ethan. Wasn't Ethan Hawke in that movie instead of? I don't know.
Oh no! End of Watch is the movie with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
If you go into your Wayback Machine, a movie I really liked.
You remember it like it was on cellophane.
Well, you got to go back to 1970 or so, when Popeye was involved with Gene Hackman and the French Connection. That's a great movie. It really is.
Remember where the drugs...
That's basically based on true story.
Do you remember where the drugs were hidden?
In the floorboards or the...
Rocker
panels of the car.
And the mechanic didn't want to take the rocker panels off. Yeah. That was the last thing. It might be in the rocker panels. Take them off. Oh, come on. Take them off. And they were there.
They were shipping the cars in and it was trafficking heroin. By the way, they won the Academy Award. But Gene Hackman is a great actor.
Right. Yep. This person suggests that Time Cop is one of the best cop movies ever.
Is that a sci-fi one?
That's not RoboCop. Time Cop. No.
I didn't go for those, but some people do.
This person suggests that Super Troopers. Come on, caller. What's the best cop movie ever?
Super Troopers. Heat.
What?
The movie Heat.
Oh, the movie Heat. Yeah. Oh, the movie Heat.
Yeah.
I tell you what, it wasn't. It wasn't Tequila Sunrise.
Is that the one with Val Kilmer and it was in it? Was that in Heat?
Or Val Kilmer might have been the one.
With
he's always got a weird role in it. Yeah. Val Kilmer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shocked at one that hasn't come up. But
this person's Young Guns. I didn't think that was. Yeah. Well, yeah, Western, I suppose, cops. This person says that Pink Panther with Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Well, if I mentioned Kevin Spacey, and then I threw in Danny DeVito and Russell Crowe into a movie, you would think that it, in fact...
Is that The Usual Suspects? I don't know. What is it?
It was based on a book called L.A. Confidential.
Oh.
It's considered one of the great cop movies.
I don't know if it won an Oscar, but didn't participants in that movie win Oscars?
Perhaps. It was, I think, what's her name? Kim Basinger. Kim Basinger.
Yes, she won Best Supporting Actress for L.A. Confidential. This person says that Ace Ventura.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was a private detective, but he did encounter the police as they were looking for the dolphin that had been stolen.
Yeah, laces out.
And
laces
I love Sherlock out, right? Holmes, don't you?
Yeah.
Turner and Hooch. Yep. Kathy and Lubeck suggest that Turner and Hooch is the best cop movie ever. Caller, hi, GHRT. What do you think is the best cop movie ever?
The Fugitive with Harrison Ford and Tommy Lee Jones.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Yep. And he says, I didn't kill my wife.
Yeah.
And he says, I don't care.
Yeah.
My job is to take you in.
Right.
Caller, hi, GHRT. Best cop movie ever. What do you got for us?
I'm an old guy, so you may not remember this. French Connection.
Yep.
With Gene Hackman.
We just mentioned that just a moment ago, even as you were dialing in. This person suggests that Charlie's Angels, the one with Demi Moore in it.
Yep.
Okay, they weren't cops. They were private detectives for the Townsend Agency.
Yeah.
And let's not forget Frank Serpico.
Yeah.
Serpico, that still shows up on Netflix and places. I think I saw it advertised not long ago.
Heat was great. I second that motion, this person writes to us. This person says Dirty Harry is number one all the way.
Yeah.
Although a lot of people are saying that Heat is great. And this person writes, Blazing Saddles counts, doesn't it? As a cop, he was the sheriff, right? He was brought in to be the sheriff in the town.
You know what was another, if you're going to go Western, one of my favorite movies is the one with Tombstone.
Came in just a few moments ago. Someone suggested Tombstone.
That's a great depiction of Wyatt Earp.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do anything but Jodie Foster, any movie that Jodie's in, and Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
That still scares the pants off me.
She was a Fed, right?
She worked
for the Feds, right?
FBI cadet.
I think so. Yeah. And this person suggests, well, let's save this one, because you never know when the boy that has to go to the bathroom becomes a key to testifying against a killer. We're talking best cop movies ever. With Sergeant Wade Betters of the Bangor Police Department, Cop Talk on GHRT. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.